Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 7, lesson number 7, which is 1st and 2nd Corinthians. The objectives are this, that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the books of 1st and 2nd Corinthians. You'll be able to identify to whom the books were written. You'll be able to state the purposes for the 1st and 2nd Corinthians books. And you can be able to write the key verses for the books of 1st and 2nd Corinthians from memory and state the life and ministry principles that are found in these books. Now, for an introduction to 1 Corinthians, the author was Paul, and it was written to the believers at Corinth. And the purpose was this, that Paul deals with problems which have been brought to his attention and questions which the Corinthian believers have asked. The key verse is found in chapter 13, verse 13. The life and ministry principle are this, that love is the greatest spiritual key to effective Christian life and ministry. The main characters are Paul, Timothy, Apollos, Stephanas, and you can also see the names in the closing greetings, which is in chapter 16. So for outline, first we have the introduction, and then point A, we have the writers, Paul and Sosthenes, and B, we have the readers to the Church of God at Corinth. Point two, the sanctified in Christ Jesus. Point three, those called to be saints. Point four, all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Point C, we have the greeting, grace and peace from God and Jesus. And D, the thanksgiving. Point number one, we have the nature of the thanksgiving. Two, the basis for the thanksgiving. Three, the thanksgiving for their past enrichment. And four, thanksgiving for their present condition. And E, the affirmation of faith. In Roman numeral number 2, we have church divisions in chapter 1, verses 10. Point A, we have the reaction to the report of their divisions. Point 1, the appeal for unity. 2, the source of his information about their divisions. 3, the nature of their divisions. 4, questioning the divisions. 5, their divisions not due to his ministry. In point B, we have the arguments against church divisions. In point number 1, we have the division is inconsistent with the gospel. A, the gospel is not worldly wisdom. Point number 1, the proof from the reactions to the gospel. Point 2, the proof from the composition of the church. 3, the proof from Paul's work. And that goes into chapter number 2. Point B, the gospel is heavenly wisdom. Point 1, the recipients of this wisdom. 2, the nature of the wisdom. And 3, the acquisition of this wisdom. Then we go into chapter 3. We have the description of true ministers. Point A, the ministers are laborers in God's field. Point 1, the function of ministers. 2, the work and reward of ministers. And 3, the summary of the teaching. Point B, we have ministers are builders of God's sanctuary. Point 1, the work of the builder will be tested. Point 2, the destruction of God's sanctuary is punished. 3, an exhortation concerning their view of ministers. Then we go into chapter number 4. Which is point C, the ministers are stewards of the mysteries of God. Point 1, the view to be taken of ministers. 2, the demand for faithfulness in the steward. 3, the Lord as judge of the stewards. And 4, the appeal to withhold judgment until the Lord comes. Point number C goes into chapter number 4, the appeal to the Corinthians. Point number 1, application of the argument to their divisions. Point A, the purpose of the application. B, the failure to recognize talents as gifts. C, the results. D, the experience of the apostles. point A, the low position of the apostles. 2, the contrast between them and the Corinthians. And 3, the description of their experiences. In point number 2, we have the appeal to follow his example. Point A, his aim in writing. B, his relation as their spiritual father. And C, the reason for sending Timothy to them. In point number 3, we have the warning that their attitude will determine his actions. Point A, the puffed up attitude of some believers. And B, the coming of Paul to Corinth. In Roman numeral number 3, we have moral problems in the church, which is the beginning of chapter 5. Point A, immorality. Point number 1, discipline of the incestuous person. Point A, the nature of sin. B, the failure of the church. C, judgment of the guilty person. D, appeal to the church to act. In point number 2, we have the general principle in handling such cases. Point A, his former instructions. And B, the call to act upon this principle. Then we go into chapter number 6 for point number B, the evil of litigation before worldly courts. Point number 1, the question of such litigations. And point 2, the reason for settling problems in the church. Point A, because of the church's future work of judging. B, because their lawsuits set up unqualified judges. And C, because it shows the church's failure to exercise judgment. Point number 3, the results. And point number 4, the warning against unrighteousness. In point number C, we have holiness of the body. Point 1, the limitations on Christian liberty. 2, the application of the principles in two areas. Point A, to foods. And point B, to sex. And 3, the nature of the believer's body forbids fornication. Point number 4, the contrast between two unions. Point 5, warning to flee fornication. Point 6, the nature of the sin of fornication. And 7, the proper use of the body. Then we go into chapter number 7, which is Roman numeral number 4. Point A, the problem of marriage and celibacy, remaining single for spiritual purposes. Point number 1, the approval of the celibate life. Point 2, instructions concerning married life. Point A, the reason for preferring marriage. Point B, the nature of marriage relations. C, the duties in marriage relation. Point D, the regulation of sex relations. Point 3, the recognition of both marriage and celibacy as proper. Point 4, advice to the unmarried. Point B, the problem of marriage and separation. Point number 1, a charge to Christian couples. Point A, authority for the charge. B, contents of the charge. Point number 2, a charge to those of mixed marriages. Point A, the nature of the charge. B, contents of the charge. Point number 1, separation not to be caused by the believer. And 2, separation when caused by the unbeliever. Point number C, the believer's life and earthly position. Point number 1, the basic principle of life for the believer. 2, the application of the principle of life. Point A, the principle applied to form religious distinctions. B, the principle applied to social status of believers. Point D, advice concerning the unmarried. Point number 1, advice concerning virgins. Point A, the nature of the advice. B, the reason for the advice. C, freedom resulting from his advice. Point number 2, advice to parents of marriageable daughters. Point A, conditions when marriage should be permitted. B, conditions when permission to marry should be denied. And C, both are proper. And 3, advice to widows. Then we go into Roman numeral number 5, which is chapter 8, food offered to idols. Point A, we have the relationship to the law of love to knowledge. Point one, the need for love with knowledge. Two, the claim to liberty through knowledge. Point A, liberty to eat. B, danger to a weaker brother. C, food does not determine a relationship to God. Three, warning against causing a weaker brother to sin. Point A, the warning to those with knowledge. B, the effect of this knowledge. C, consequences of acting on knowledge. And D, voluntary restriction of liberties. In point number B, we go into chapter number 9, which is Paul's example of voluntary restriction of liberties. Point number 1, his authority as an apostle. 2, his rights as an apostle. Point A, the rights claimed. B, justification of his claim. 3, his reasons for waiving these rights. Point A, he would not hinder the gospel. B, it gives him ground for boasting. And C, it enables him to win more for Christ. In point number 4, we have an appeal for them to follow his example. In point number C, we go into chapter number 10, the history of Israel as a warning against abuse of liberty. So point number 1, we have the reminder of Israel's history. Point A, privileges of Israel. B, the fate of Israel. And then point number 2, we have warnings of the history of Israel. Point A, lessons in Israel's history. Point number 1, general warnings against lusting. Point number 2, specific examples. Point B, the significance of Israel's experiences. Point 3, the resulting admonition to those under testing. Point A, realize the danger of falling. B, encouragement to those being tempted. 4, the appeal to avoid idolatry. Point A, flee from idolatry. Point B, the argument against participation. Point number 1, we have the recipient of the argument. And 2, the significance of participation. In point number D, we have the summary of general principles governing conduct. Point 1, limitations upon Christian liberty. 2, proper consideration of others. 3, instructions concerning meats for food. And in point A, we have instructions to those eating at home. In B, instructions to those eating with unbelievers. E, concluding instructions. Point number 1, do all to God's glory. 2, maintain proper relationships with all men. And then in chapter 3, we have follow the apostolic example. In Roman numeral number 6, we have public worship, which is still in chapter 11. Point A, the covering of women. Point 1, praise for their obedience. 2, the principles of subordination. 3, establishing the principle of subordination. Point A, the creative relationship. B, from the spiritual relationship. C, conclusion of the discussion. Point B, we have disorders connected with the Lord's Supper. Point 1, Corinthian disorders at the Lord's Supper. Point A, the nature of the disorders. In point number 1, we have the report of their divisions. And 2, the description of disorders at the Lord's Supper. B, the rebuke for disorders. In point number 2, we have the Lord's Supper. Point A, revelation concerning the Lord's Supper. B, the order of the Lord's Supper. C, the meaning of the Lord's Supper. And D, the participation in an unworthy manner. E, participation in a worthy manner. In point number 3, we have consequences of disorderly participation. And then we go into chapter number 12, which is point number C, the problem concerning spiritual gifts in the church. Point number 1, we have the endowment of the gifts. Point A, the test of the Spirit. And point number 1, we have the desire for them to be informed. Point 2, the reminder of their past condition. Point 3, the test for one speaking in the Spirit. In point number B, we have the diversity of gifts. In point 1, we have the common source. 2, the purpose of the gifts. 3, the gifts. 4, the source of all gifts. And then point number C, we have the nature of the body of Christ. Point one, the unity of the body, and two, the entrance into the body. Three, harmony in the body. Four, identification of the body. And five, differing functions of the members. In point number two, we have using the gifts. This is now in chapter 13. Point A, the necessity for the love in the use of the gifts. Point one, the need for love with the gifts of tongues. Two, love and superior gifts. Three, love and giving. Point B, we have characteristics of love. Point one, negative characteristics of love. And two, positive characteristics of love. Point number C, we have the superiority of love. Point one, the comparison of love with passing things. And two, the superiority of love among permanent things. Then we go into chapter number 14, which is point number three, the proper use of spiritual gifts. Point A, the comparison of the value of tongues and prophecy. Point number one, the comparison of their value in the church. Two, the comparison of their function to unbelievers. And point B, the orderly use of tongues and prophecy. Point one, order in worship. And two, instructions concerning worship services. And C, concluding statements. In Roman numeral number 7, we get into chapter number 15, and we're going to be dealing with the resurrection. So point A, we have the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Point number 1, the proclamation and reception of the gospel. 2, the nature of the gospel. 3, witnesses to the resurrection of Christ. 4, summary statement. 5, the necessity of Christ's resurrection. Point number one, the necessity of his resurrection for salvation. Point A, the denial of the resurrection by some. B, consequences of their denial. Point number two, historic necessity of the resurrection. Point A, historic necessity. B, the divine provision. C, the divine order in the program. Point one, the resurrection of Christ and the first fruits. 2, the resurrection of those in Christ at his return. 3, the need for God's program. And 3, the necessity of Christ's resurrection for present Christian conduct. Point A, the question concerning baptism for the dead. Point B, the question of jeopardizing our lives. Point 1, the foolishness of such conduct. And 2, the rebuke. Point 4, the prospect of the Christian resurrection. Point A, the nature of the resurrected body. Point 1, questions about the resurrected body. 2, questions about the resurrected body. Point B, the change that produces the resurrected body. Point 1, the condition required to change. 2, the nature of the change. 3, the requirement for the change. 4, the triumph of change. And 5, the concluding appeal for steadfastness. Now we're going into Roman numeral number 8, which is also chapter number 16, the practical and personal matters. Point A, instructions for raising the collection. Point 1, instructions also to be given to the Galatian churches. And 2, the method to be used in collecting money. And 3, the transmission of the collection. B, planned visits to Corinth. Point one, Paul's visit. Point two, the visit of Timothy. Point three, the visit of Apollos. Point C, the concluding admonitions to the Corinthians. Point D, the acknowledgement of the representatives from Corinth. Point one, an appeal concerning the house of Stephanas. Point two, the statement about the coming of the three representatives. Point E, concluding greetings. Point one, greetings from the others. Two, the salutation from Paul himself. Point A, his signature. Point B, a final warning. Point C, a benediction. And point D, the expression of affection. We're now going on to part two, which is 2 Corinthians. And as far as the introduction goes, the author also for 2 Corinthians was the Apostle Paul. And it was written to the believers in Corinth, and it was to reestablish his apostolic authority, and that was the major purpose. But it also deals with additional important issues, and you'll notice those in chapter 8, verse 10. The key verse is chapter 12, verse 9, and the life and ministry principle are that human weakness provides opportunity for the manifestation of the power of God. The main characters in 2 Corinthians are Paul, Timothy, and Titus. So as an introduction, first off, we have the greeting, point A. And number one, from Paul and Timothy. Point two, to the church of God at Corinth and all the saints and Asia. Three, grace and peace from God and Jesus. Point B, we have suffering. Point one, praise to God for suffering. Point A, the Father of Jesus Christ. B, the Father of mercies. C, God of all comfort. And number two, value of suffering. Point A, ability to comfort others with the comfort by which we were comforted. B, personal consolation in Christ. And C, consolation and salvation for others. And three, an example of suffering, Paul in Asia. Part one, exhortation regarding ministry. Point number one, Roman numeral number one, we have Paul's conflict. Point A, his testimony. Point one, simplicity. Two, godly sincerity. Three, not with fleshly wisdom. Four, by the grace of God. Point B, his letters. Point C, his relationship. Point D, his plans. Point number one, original plan. Point two, the change of plans. Point three, reason for the change. Point E, instructions regarding the repentant offender. That's starting chapter two. Point one, the offense. Two, actions, action advised. And three, motive for the action. Roman numeral number two, we have the nature of the ministry. Point A, triumph of the ministry. One, anxiety at Troas. Two, triumph in Christ. B, authorization of the ministry. Point number one, questions about their authorization, which is in chapter three now. Point two, basis for the authority. Point C, the glory of the ministry. Point number one, it is empowered by God. Two, it is a glorious ministry. Three, it is a simple ministry. Four, it is an open, revealed ministry. Five, it is a ministry of liberty. Six, it is a ministry which changes lives into the image of God. And then point number D, we go into chapter number four, the perseverance of the ministry. So point number one, we have perseverance in spite of blindness to the gospel message. Point A, sincerity of the ministers. Point B, spiritual blindness of the lost. C, satanic opposition to the ministry. D, the light of the gospel penetrates darkness. E, the treasure of this ministry in earthen vessels. And we have point number two, perseverance in suffering. Point A is the description of suffering. B, purpose of suffering. And C, victory in suffering. And point number three, we have perseverance inspired by hope. Point A, hope in this life. And then we'll go into chapter 5, hope in the future, which is point B. Point number 4, we have the present attitude because of this hope. Point A, confidence. B, faith. C, fearlessness of death. D, acceptable living. And point number 5, the end of this hope. In point number E, we have the motivation for the ministry. Point 1, the motive of fear of the Lord. 2, motive of concern for others. 3, motive of the love of Christ. Motive 4, of the new life in Christ. In point number F, we have the message of the ministry. Point 1, the position of the ministers reconciled. Point 2, the ministry of the ministers reconciliation. And 3, the plea of the ministers reconciliation. And 4, the basis for the message. In Romans numeral number 3, we now go on to a summary of the ministry, which is chapter 6. Point A, position of the minister, workers together with him. Point B, plea of the ministers. And C, conduct of the ministers. Point 1, negative, giving no offense in anything. And point 2, positive, approving themselves as ministers of God in all things. In point A, we have impatience, B, inflictions, C, in necessities, D, in distresses, E, in stripes, F, in imprisonments, G, in tumults, H, in labors, I, in watchings, J, in fasting, K, in pureness, L, in knowledge, M, in longsuffering, N, in kindness, O, by the Holy Ghost, P, by the love unfeigned, and Q, by the word of truth, R, by the power of God, S, the armor of righteousness, T, honor and dishonor, U, evil and good report, V, deceivers yet true, W, unknown yet well known, X, dying yet living, Y, chastened and not killed, Z, sorrowful yet rejoicing, AA, poor yet making many rich, and BB, having nothing yet possessing all things. Roman numeral number 4, we have consequent appeals in view of this ministry. Point A, a fatherly appeal. B, an appeal for separation. Point number 1, we have the command for separation. 2, arguments for separation. And 3, the results of separation. Point A, removal. B, reception. C, relationship. Point C, we have appeal for holiness. And point D, appeal for affection. Then we have Roman numeral number 5, recognition of the ministry. And this is still in chapter number 7. Point A, afflictions in Macedonia. B, the coming of Titus. Point 1, comfort through Titus. 2, his message. C, Paul's former letter. Point 1, the letter. Point 2, the results of the letter. Then we have A, godly sorrow. B, repentance. C, salvation. D, carefulness. E, clearing of selves. F, indignation. G, fear. H, desire. I, zeal. J, revenge. K, approval in all things. Point number 3, the purpose of the former letter. D, comfort from the joy of Titus. And E, confidence expressed in the Corinthian believers. Then we go into part 2, a plea concerning the collection. And that's now in chapter number 8. So, Roman numeral number 1, we have the example of the giving in Macedonians to the Macedonians. Point A, the explanation concerning their giving. B, the circumstances of their giving. Point 1, great trial of affliction. 2, abundance of joy. 3, deep poverty. 4, riches of liberality. And C, the manner of their giving. And D, the result of their giving. Point number 2, we have the exhortation or the appeal for Christian giving. Point A, the appeal. B, the motives of such giving. Point 1, love. 2, example of Jesus Christ. 3, willingness. And point C, principles of equality in giving. In Roman numeral number 3, we have the messengers to Corinth. Point A, approval of the messengers. Point number 1, the coming of Titus to Corinth. 2, brethren accompanying Titus to Corinth. 3, recommendation of the messengers. 4, request to receive them properly. Then we go into chapter number 9, starting at point B, explanation for sending the messengers. 1, situation of Asia concerning the collection. And 2, purposes for sending the brethren about the collection. And 3, commission of the brother concerning the collection. In Roman numeral number 4, we have the blessings of liberal giving. Point A, the basic principle of giving. B, the right spirit for giving. C, the results of liberal giving. Point one, all grace from God. Point two, sufficiency in all things. Three, abounding in every good work. Four, blessings on the poor. Five, material blessings. Six, spiritual blessings. Seven, increased in fruits of righteousness. Eight, enriched in all things. Point number D, we have reaction to those receiving the gift. Point one, thankfulness to God. And two, regard for the givers. Point E, the basis for blessing of thanksgiving. In Roman numeral number 5, we go into chapter number 10, the vindication in Paul's defense for his ministry. Point A, we have power, the apostles' authority. Point 1, his appeal to the church. Point A, the basis for his appeal. B, the contents of his appeal. C, the description of his warfare. Point 1, spiritual nature of his warfare. 2, spiritual weapons of his warfare. And 3, the battle in the warfare. Then we have point B, the answer to a misled member. Point 1, an appeal to consider reality. 2, the verification of his authority. 3, the criticism. 4, the warning to such a one. C, the claims of false teachers. Point 1, the boasting of false teachers. And point 2, justified boasting. Point A, the standard of measurement. Point B, the achievement to be measured. In Roman numeral number 4, we have the apostleship, Paul's boasting. Point A, his request to be permitted to boast. Point number 1, statement of the request. 2, reasons for the request. And point A, his personal concern for them. B, his anxiety concerning them. Point B, refuting personal inferiority. Point 1, his position. Point 2, his preaching. Point 3, his service. Point C, Paul's reason for boasting. Point 1, the preparation for boasting. A, the reluctance to boast. B, the need for boasting. C, the consolation in his boasting. Point number 2, the first boasting. Point A, boasting as to the flesh. B, boasting concerning service. And C, boasting in infirmities. Then point number 3, we go into chapter number 12, which is the second boasting. Point A, his feeling about boasting. B, boasting about visions. C, boasting in weakness. Indeed, we have a review of his boasting. Point number 1, we have the feeling about boasting. 2, the cause for the boasting. Point A, their failure to commend him. And B, their obligation to commend him. Then we have Roman numeral number 7, the apostles' proposed visit to Corinth. Point A, his service to them. Point 1, his free service upon arrival. 2, the reasons for his attitude. 3, his willingness to be spent for them. 4, the refutation of slander against him. Then point B, we have his concern about conditions of false impressions. Point number 2, his concerns about them. Then we go to chapter 13 for point C, his plan upon arrival. Point 1, the investigation he will make. 2, the proof that will be given them. Point D, a final appeal to the Corinthian believers. Point 1, an appeal for self-testing. 2, a prayer for them. And 3, the purpose for his letter to them. And then we have the conclusion. Roman numeral number 1, an exhortation. Point A, the command. Point 1, be perfect. 2, be of good comfort. 3, be of one mind. 4, live in peace. 5, the result. Roman numeral number 2, the closing greetings. And point number 3, the benediction. Point A, grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. B, the love of God. And C, the communion of the Holy Ghost. That's it for 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Go ahead, please, and do the chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.